know, there's of course the gifting, but what are you gifting, right? Are you giving someone junk that they don't care about, trinkets? This is the difference between the human hat and the business hat. The business owner will say, I'm going to give my clients some swag with my logo on it because then they're going to remember me. And the human in us is like, I don't want this junk. That's not meaningful to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in a drawer or throw it away. You know, you want something that's meaningful to you, just like you would give to a friend or family member, right?
You're listening to the Real Business Connections Network.
Real Business Connections Network.
Powered by Balbert Marketing LLC. Subscribe now and check us out at realbusinessconnections.com. Enjoy the show.
Welcome everyone to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Balbert Marketing LLC. If you love to learn, be inspired, and succeed, we're here to speak and teach. I'm your host, Ben Albert. I believe if you're not living, you're dying. If you're not growing, you're withering. And if you're not engaged, we can turn this off right now. Because we here at LST are lifelong learners. And listen, I'm not your guru. I'm an ordinary guy on a journey to learn from the experts. My goal is to host each conversation with a beginner's mindset. Learn and let the experts speak and teach their truths. Join us. Oh yeah, and don't forget to subscribe. This episode is brought to you completely free. Get some stake in the game here. My fee for the show only takes a few moments. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Bonus points. Please leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right, let's get started. Welcome, everybody, to Learn, Speak, Teach on the Real Business Connections Network. I am here today with Ivana Nivyadonska. Ivana, I got it right this time.
Yes, you did. Awesome.
The listener didn't notice. I messed up the first time around. And, you know, your name's beautiful, and I wanted to get it right. And I'm excited to have you today because just to read a short little blurb, you're the owner and founder of 12 Hearts, where you help business owners retain VIP clients and activate effortless referrals with a one-of-a-kind system to create the deepest, most loyal, and revenue-generating relationships. You will help them become unforgettable.
Absolutely.
I'm hooked. I'm hooked. Tell me, give me a more of like a bird's eye view. Tell me what that all means, because it sounds fun.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's so much fun. So most business owners, they hopefully know that their competitive advantage in their business are the relationships that they have. You know, people can compete on price. People can compete on service, but no one can compete with the depth of a relationship and loyalty that you have with someone, whether that is your client, whether that's a referral partner, whether that's a new prospect that you're talking to, right? So most businesses know that relationships are their competitive advantage. They just have absolutely no system or strategy in place to leverage all of that goodness in their business, right? It's usually just, if it's their past clients, it's usually just a bunch of names in a CRM that they think about. You know, how do I engage them? And so what I do is I figure out where business owners are leaving money on the table. I'm looking at their clients, their referral partners. You know, where is it? In some cases, they have a client retention problem, right? So we're looking at how do we make your system to actually retain more clients in your business more effortlessly? Because we know that on average, it's at least five times more expensive to acquire a new client than it is to retain an existing one, right? And in some cases, it's a business owner who, like I said, has a mountain of past clients they should be getting repeat business from. They know they're leaving money on the table. They just have absolutely no way. They don't know how to systematize it, what to do about it, and how to make it all work. And so that's where my genius comes in.
I love that. And I feel like nowadays relationships is kind of a buzzword that you need to build relationships. But correct me if I'm wrong, building a relationship isn't just looking at, you know, the wall and seeing a picture of a, let's just use a Buffalo Bills because I'm near Buffalo, a Buffalo Bills helmet, being like, oh, you like the Bills? I like the Bills too. And creating like this falsified rapport. There's something deeper to it than just creating quick rapport. It's actually building like something more long lasting and more significant.
Yes. And more human.
More human. So
business owners are really good at wearing their business hats. Mm. But taking a look at your business and people through the human lens that we all have that we just forget about is critical. So when you think about, you know, some people come to me and they're like, I want to build referral relationships. And so every time someone gives me a new client, I'm going to send them a gift. I'm like, okay, well, if you had a friend and you only gave them a present when they did something for you, wouldn't that be kind of weird?
Yeah. Right? It's kind of transactional, keeping track, like I'm tallying. It seems weird. Yeah.
Exactly. And so taking a human approach to your business relationships will exponentially impact the level of depth and reciprocity that you have. It's treating people like humans. And it's fascinating when I have conversations with people. I'll ask one question and they'll answer it in a certain way. And then I'll ask another one and I'm like, there's that human in you. You know the answer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just thinking in my life and most people I meet, we do a pretty good job of this. You know, we will remember wife and significant other's names and pet names and maybe write a letter during Christmas or a letter on their birthday and ask them how they're doing. That's not bad, I presume, but I presume there's a little bit more that I could be doing. What is like an ordinary person that's all about rapport and all about relationships and cares? What are some of the things that they're missing out on to really like humanize it and build something deeper than just writing them like a Christmas letter, for example?
Yeah. So the first thing is, who are you focusing on and why? Any good business strategy starts with the who and the why, right? It's not about everyone. It's about narrowing down who are the critical relationships in your business and who do you want to focus on and why? And from there, what I've done is I've basically transformed the five love languages that we've all heard about. There's like a book on it, right?
Yeah.
Translated it to the five love languages of business. Because again, we're dealing with humans. So it's, how are we showing them that we support them? You know, that might be a phone call. Hey, I just saw that someone posted online that, I don't know, their office flooded, right? Mm. Which happened to a client of mine, actually.
Yikes.
Hey, I just saw that your office flooded. Is there anything I can do? Do you guys need any help? You guys need any manpower? Can I make any phone calls? Right.
Can I bring the kayak? We can, you know, go boating together.
Totally. Right.
Sure.
So support, words of affirmation, right? How are you staying in touch, physically face to face, whether it's in Zoom or in person? You know, there's of course the gifting, but what are you gifting, right? Are you giving someone junk that they don't care about, trinkets? This is the difference between the human hat and the business hat. The business owner will say, I'm going to give my clients some swag with my logo on it because then they're going to remember me. And the human in us is like, I don't want this junk. That's not meaningful to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this in a drawer or throw it away. You know, you want something that's meaningful to you, just like you would give to a friend or family member, right? There's words of affirmation too, that are spoken or written, cards, right? So what are all the different channels you're using to stay in touch with someone? Again, if you had a friend and the only thing you ever did was send them gifts, is that relationship really going to grow? No, you've got to talk to them, right? How else would you stay in connection with a human? And so that it's critical to really look at what are you doing and how is it impacting? Is it really making the person feel cared for?
Hmm. Is there a way to know someone's like business love language, digital love language? How do I sprinkle in a little bit of everything or tell
exactly.
me what, yeah, sprinkle
exactly.
it all in?
Yeah. So what I do with my clients for, you know, different campaigns is I'll look at the next year and how we're going to stay in touch, engage and activate relationships in their business. And it's a mix. It's a mix of sometimes it's a digital, right? So sometimes it's emails. Sometimes it's meetings. Sometimes it's gifts. Sometimes it's cards. And it really depends on who is this person? What is the status of your relationship right now? Where do we want it to go? And you've got to do all five.
Hmm. So what if I feel overwhelmed? Where do I start?
Well, you pick up the phone and you call me. That's where you start. But in lieu of that, where you really start is by every business owner can answer this question. Where am I leaving money on the table? You're either going to think of your clients, referral partners, strategic partners, like who are the people in your business that are important? Start by making a list of 10, 12, 20, 25, however many of those people. Pull out a calendar, reference the five love languages, mm-hmm. and every other month, just put in which one you want to do. Is it a card? Is it a gift? Is it a phone call? Is it reaching out to have a meeting? And sometimes it's not even having the meeting, right? It's the outreach that shows the person you care. They might be super busy, but they're going to remember and recognize, hey, this person is reaching out to me.
They're trying. I like the idea of putting it on the calendar, actually have it slotted as a reminder, similar to all the important days in our life. One thing I used to do that I haven't actually utilized in a very long time, but if you Google search holiday for every single day of the year, you can find lists of everything from National Dog Day to National Work in Your Pajamas Day to National Have a Quesadilla Day. It's very silly, but I haven't done this in a while. So do as I say, not as I do, but really it works. If I'm looking to outreach to people, I'll see what national day it is. And just by reading it, I'll think, who do I know comes to mind? When I hear National Cat Day, it might be Liz, who has three cats and is a cat mom and never actually wants to have kids. She loves her cats. Let's reach out to her on National Cat Day. If it's next National Mexican Taco Day, I don't know, maybe someone that I like to grab lunch and we get burritos together. Have it in my calendar as a reminder to reach out. And so it sounds like I don't have to do it with, so I have, by now, I think over 1,000 connections in my Rolodex or you ever want to call it. Am I reaching out to all 1,000 of them? It sounds like I should focus on specific people. You said like 25 around there.
Well, start with the who and why. Why is it that you want to nurture these relationships? You know, what's the impact that I want in my business? And then reverse engineer it to the people. Is it that you want to re-engage past clients? Well, look at your past clients list. Who did you love working with? Right? Who would you love to work with again? Right? Who would you love to deepen a relationship with to have a strategic referral relationship? Right? And then pick names. Those are individual humans that you've got to nurture. It's funny that you mentioned the National Dog Day. For one of my clients, he's an attorney. And I'm building out a whole customer experience journey for their firm to implement. And then there's the, well, how do we engage people past the time that they're working with us, right? Because there's the one of you have an active client that you want to show up for and love on. And then when that client ends their work with you, you want to continue to engage them because one, you either want repeat business, two, you want referrals. You know, or three, you just want to be an amazing business owner, right? And so one of the things that we did that we put on the calendar for next year was National Bulldog Day, because a bulldog, they have at least seven in their office. It's a part of their logo. They support animal organizations in the area. So it's a big piece of what they do. And so it makes a lot of sense for them to reach out on that day and just randomly say, hey, I was thinking about you.
You just reach out. I'm thinking about you. Wow. I mean, seven bulldogs. Why not reach out and talk about the bulldogs? So
exactly.
We're beating a dead horse, but I want to kind of really hone in on this. So this is going to take time. It's potentially going to take a financial investment. Why take time? My most important assets, my time, my finances. Am I supposed to spend just 4 hours a week saying hello to people? Like, how is this actually going to truly bring ROI and funding and relationships into my business? I know we're beating a dead horse, but let's hammer in. Like, this is not a waste of time, right?
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. If you do it strategically, it's not a waste of time. If you just randomly start doing things for no reason other than, you know, well, I heard on a podcast, you're just supposed to keep in touch with people, so I'm going to do that. You know, that's like putting up a random Facebook ad and expecting millions to come into the door. You've got to be strategic about it, right? Yeah. But the ROI is an absolute no-brainer. I, in fact, just got off the phone call with a client. She was traveling. And before she traveled, we came up with a fun campaign for her to do to send postcards. Now, I'm not talking about the junk postcards that you get in the mail that go directly into the trash. I'm like the OG postcard from like Italy or France or Spain.
Yes.
And she made a list of, I said, listen, I want you to think of just 10 amazing people that you love, whether they're clients, referral partners, and I want you to send them a postcard. She came up with 25 names. And so far, the return on investment has been $15,000 and counting.
Wow.
How much is a postcard? A dollar?
Nothing. And they're fun.
Yeah.
So let's stick on this. Walk us through another case story, an example of where someone was, what kind of struggles they were having, whether it was acquisition or retention, or what kind of struggles they were having. You can go as specific as you want, or I don't know if you want to give out your clients, obviously, but it's up to you. Where were they? What did y'all do? And what happened next?
Yeah. So recently, in the last year, I started working with an attorney, actually two of them. They work together and they're just amazing at what they do. Their mission in general is just blows my mind. Like, they're just amazing, incredible people. And most of their business comes from referral sources. That's just how it works in their industry. And so referral partnerships are super important, right? But everyone's competing for referral relationships, right? There's an attorney everywhere for everything, right? And so what we did is we focused on a list of their top referral sources. What's really cool is a lot of times people will say, well, Ivana, like, I already know this person really, really well. Like, they're just going to send me business anyway. So we don't really need to focus on them. Well, I would challenge that with this story. One of the referral relationships of one of the attorneys, they were really good friends. They see each other regularly at conferences. They've known each other for a while. And the referral source has consistently sent referrals. However, right after the very, very first touch point that we sent out, which was a personalized gift, he, for the first time, actually introduced my client to the national business development director of that entire firm. And now not only is that one referral source sending referrals, but the entire company and all the national offices are sending over referrals.
Wow. All because they made just a little extra effort rather than taking it for granted.
That's it. Yep.
So let's talk about that little extra effort and give some examples here. And I'm going to ask you a two-part question because we're going to go cheap, low budget, just getting started, and then we'll go like a little bit of a larger budget maybe. So let's say I don't have the investment to hire you yet. I just have maybe $100 and I want to start a campaign. What would you recommend, you know, little old Ben with his $100 budget? What do you recommend I spend that $100 on?
Okay.
Postcards, you already said, which I think is a fantastic idea because I'm already traveling. Mm-hmm. Does anything else come to mind that I could do at a low budget?
Yeah. So cards in general are really interesting. And there's a lot you can do and there's a lot you can strategize with cards. For example, I had a client who has a network of referral sources, but she's super busy, right? And so I was telling her, listen, I want you to reach out, make these 10 phone calls, because this is the thing you want to ask people for, right? So that's how we're going to get it. We've already nurtured them. We've earned the right to pick up the phone and be like, hey, can you do me a favor, right? And she just did not have the time. And so again, you've got to start with why are you doing this, right? Because that's going to drive everything. So in that case, what we did for way less than $100 is we used cards to send a personalized handwritten note to everybody. The card itself was designed with their name on it, right? So they literally opened up this card and printed on it as they care about you. And oh my gosh, quick favor, can you help me? Who do you know that does X? I know you're an expert in your industry and I trust your judgment. Can you send me an introduction? So now we used that. And instead of her having to reach out, her network was reaching out to her. Hey, yeah, I do. Like, where can I send you the info? How can I make the introduction?
All right, we are back. I'm going to take 20 seconds to vent. I literally spend as much money as they'll give. I give them as much money as I have for internet and it keeps crashing. And to the listener, I apologize. I hope I'm not losing listeners because I think this is like the third time this has happened in 10 episodes. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, and you're welcome. Do you want the good news?
Yes, please.
When people see other people being human, it's actually more attractive. So you're going to gain more loyal listeners.
Think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to call up. I'm actually going to downgrade my internet. I try
it's real,
so hard.
Right?
It's not polished. And thank you for the grace for taking a minute while we were booted here. We were talking about, you know, low budget. But then a lot of the listeners work for organizations and they have large teams and they're scaling. Let's assume that I've hired you already. So I've already invested in the consulting, the help, the assistance, the love. And I have, let's just say a $10,000 budget, just as a, we did 100, now we'll do 10,000. Do I just do what I did at 100 and multiply it like however many ways? Or what? And I know this is broad strokes. There's not one size fits all.
Yeah.
How would you look at a relationship like that? I have a $10,000 budget. I'm looking to continue these relationships with very high ticket VIP clients. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do together?
So number one, my very first question would be, who do you want to nurture and why? Right. And I know I keep saying that, but that is going to guide everything. So I'll give you an example. I had a client in the financial services space, and his number one top client, right? Like this client for him was critical to his business and to his revenue. And so he was like, Ivana, this client is really important. We need to do something for this client. Okay. So I spent about 8 hours researching everything I could about this client, her company, her Instagram, her family, what was important to her, what values she holds, what she cares about. And the campaign I came up with to launch for him ended up being almost exactly $10,000 when you accounted for my time, the product cost, the customization of everything, et cetera. And what was different about that is I realized that for her, her team was really important. So in that campaign, a lot of what we did was actually acknowledging and honoring her team because that was important to her, right? When you care about something that someone else cares about, that's how you can truly connect. Mm. And so that's an example of what you would do for one person, right? And the key there is it's not one thing. So take the budget and spread it over at least a year. The biggest mistake that people make is there's no consistency to their effort. Mm. And so I like to compare it to you can go on the best first date of your life, right? Like chef's kiss, amazing, perfection. But if you don't go on that second date and third date and fourth date and fifth date, that relationship's just going to end, right?
Yeah.
And so the consistency and showing up is what matters. So definitely take that investment and look at it over a period of at least 12 months. The other thing that I would do, so $10,000, let's say you have a short list of referral partners. Same thing, make that short list, make sure you understand why they're important to you and what you want out of those relationships, and then go and put together a dossier on everyone. Research them, take the time, look at their social media, look at what they care about. What are they posting about? What are they talking about? And then let's say you have $1,000 and 10 people. Take that $1,000, spread it for each person over the course of a year. And when it's a gift, make sure that it's an awesome gift. It's personalized, it's tailored. Maybe part of that budget goes to, you know, taking them out for dinner. But what most business owners do is they'll just take people out,
right?
Which has no longevity, right? No. There's nothing in their home that will physically, tangibly keep them top of mind. So always look long-term, consistent, consistent touches, and always know why you're doing what you're doing. Then you'll actually get the idea of, okay, well, what is it that I want to do? So again, just take out a calendar. At least 4 touch points throughout the year. They're not going to all be the same, and spread out that budget.
Love it. I mean, I could very easily invite all my prospects to one big Gaia and have $10,000 budget and free food and drinks for everyone and spend that money all in one go. Mm-hmm. But then there isn't any consistency. I'm not, continuously front of mind. Are there certain gifts that, allow me to be front of mind for a longer period of time? And going back to like tinctures, if I send someone a hat with my logo, okay, it reminds them of me, but are they really going to wear that hat with my logo on it? Are there certain gifts that aren't too salesy or aggressive that they'll actually use so I can kind of like get the most out of that gift? What comes to mind for you?
Yes, there's a very simple formula. There's more, like I could go into more and more and more features, but the very simple formula that I like to give people, if it's gifting that they want to implement in their business, is premium, personalized, and practical. It's got to be a premium product, and that doesn't necessarily mean brand. It just means well-made. It's something nice. It's something that you yourself would like and think is, you know, good craftsmanship, right? Personalized can mean a ton of different things. It doesn't need to be their name. Maybe it's where they're from. Maybe it's a cause that they really care about. There's a company I work with here locally that has this incredible mission of supporting and empowering villages in Africa and just across the world. And they build this incredible infrastructure to really support people in this really impactful way. And so if I'm working with someone who has clients that are really passionate about some, you know, that same thing, well, let's work with a company that can actually then match that, right? So it could be personalized values. It could be literally, you know, like a name. It could be your location. And then practical. Practical is key, because if you think of, you mentioned relationships is a buzzword. And I would say that also top of mind is a massive buzzword. Everyone says top of mind, but let's break it down. Top of mind means someone will regularly think about you, hopefully without you having to like call them every single day, right?
Right.
So how do you actually stay top of mind? You need a reminder that they'll see or experience or have to come in contact with on a daily basis, right? So a gift for the home that they're going to use all the time is ideal for this. Most people think, you know, office, you know, let me get them like a stress ball or like a pen holder. It's like, no, people go to work just so they can come home and spend time with their family. Like,
yeah,
you know, that's what they really care about. So something that they're physically going to use and touch throughout the day. And the best exercise for how to get these ideas, take a piece of paper, put it on your counter in your home, wherever you pass by. And for like 48 hours, just write down everything that you touch throughout the day. By the end of that 48 hours, you have an entire list of potential gift ideas.
Everything that I touch.
I mean, so, some of them won't be gift ideas.
Well, but so the owner has been, for anyone watching the video, wild water fly fishing. I use this all the time. I actually purchased this, and it wasn't a gift, but it has their logo on it. This laptop, this TV, these walls, the books in front of me right here, everything in my kitchen from like cutlery. I'm thinking shoes. I don't know if I'd buy anybody's shoes, but
you'd have to filter the list. But for example, you bought that water bottle and it does have the logo on it, but you personally connected with that logo for whatever reason, right?
Yeah.
And so it has significance to you. And so if there is any form of personalization, it's got to connect with the person. So I hate to break it to everybody, but no one cares about your company logo. That's just not special to anyone but you, right? Like, or your employees, right? But to your clients, they love you and they love working with you. But what matters to them is what should be on the gifts and what the gifts should represent. If part of that campaign is gifting, and it should be, you know, in other ways, you can think, I have a client and he loves craft beer, And he just had a get together at his house for clients and people at his network. And I went and I was like, oh my God, the people he works with are obsessed with craft beer. I mean, the conversations they were having were way over my head. And I thought I knew things about beer.
Yeah.
And so for him, we're actually working on a prospecting strategy. And, you know, it's like, what do they teach you in sales and marketing? You know, you've got a niche down, like, who are you going after? So we've taken the idea of craft beer, which is something that he loves and the people he loves working with also love, and created this entire multi-touch campaign, which includes cards, a week-long event, follow-up cards and messaging and gifts that all relate to what we know his clients really care about and enjoy.
So we already know what they enjoy. Let's create it around them consistently. One thing that's coming to mind for me, I did it for my mom. So that was an easy win, but I could do this for other clients. So what I did for my mom is I actually took a picture of her dog and I hired an illustrator to digitally draw the dog. And then I used my graphic designer to create like this whole like environment, like just this whole just like frame. And then I printed on wood a canvas of her dog in this like unique like outdoor scenery thing and gifted that to her.
Love it.
That was for my mom, but that would work for close clients and relationships I'm looking to build, right? And it could be a dog.
In fact, I would say you need to start doing that immediately.
Like at scale. And that could be for scale, beer. That could
be, how many clients do you need to bring in? 10 or 10,000, right? True. Focus on the people that you really want to bring in and connect with.
And focus on those. And it can be 5. It can be 10. It could be 3. In the one scenario, it could be 1 who's tremendously important. Another thing I did, again, this is just me getting feedback from you and just kind of bringing other ideas out. A friend of mine is a huge coffee drinker, and her and I have been working together. She does a lot of consulting, and she's been passing the marketing end of her consulting over to me. So a very high-end coffee shop, I basically set her up on a subscription. So every month they send her a month supply of coffee. So it just comes. And again, I just purchased a 6-month subscription. So for me, it was kind of easy to set and forget. I know that wasn't quite as tailored as I could be, but I purchased the subscription one time. And now every month she gets a reminder of how I truly do appreciate her. And from what I've learned from you is maybe not that subscription might not even be enough. Maybe I need to work in a letter and call her and send something digitally or create a video or leave her a voicemail, et cetera, et cetera. I should tackle multiple of these quote unquote love languages, right?
Yeah, you know, and we can do a lot with that. So next time you're talking to her, you know, drop little questions here and there. Maybe it's a morning meeting and you're drinking coffee. And so just start a conversation about you and coffee and how you make coffee, and then say, well, how do you make your coffee? Do you do a French press?
Yeah.
Cheese or whatever. And she might say, yeah, I have this machine, but man, when I was in Italy, I really want one of those fancy espresso machines. And so that's kind of what I'm going for. Boom. Get our fancy espresso machine.
So I could get a fancy espresso machine with a caricature of her animal engraved in it.
Or maybe on a mug.
I'm trying to bring it all together.
Mug, yeah. Right. Because you can play around with it. So she loves coffee. Well, you need a vessel to drink coffee from. You need to make coffee, right? And you need the coffee itself. So how can we really expand on that? So we can do, you know, how she makes her coffee. And maybe she's like, you know, once in a while, I like to make myself a pour over. But because I don't have a pour over machine, I like to go to like the coffee place. Cool. Let's give her a pour over machine. She's already getting the coffee. Maybe next time you're traveling, you go into and look up the best coffee shop in, I don't know, New Orleans or Chicago, and you pick up a bag and you mail it to her. Hey, I was thinking about you. I'm in Chicago. I searched out the best coffee because I knew I wanted you to try it.
I love that. I was thinking of you. This reminded me of you. I really thought you'd love this.
Yeah.
This is just a silly question. Have you heard or seen any scenarios of relationship tension? Like this person starts gifting someone all this stuff out of the blue, and then maybe the husband thinks that there's some sort of cheating going on or something. Has that come up ever?
No, but you bring up a really, really good point. One thing that I never realized would be a very critical piece of my business is the coaching piece for clients. So I have found that for me, I am just this natural connector. You know, if I meet someone at a networking event, it just happened to me a few weeks ago. I met this girl. She was awesome. I was like, we should hang out. Let's go dancing. Let's go hiking, you know? And I actually followed up with that. And now I have a new friend. Most people would be a little reserved, right? They wouldn't maybe like go all out. So I am this really natural connector. And so a lot of times I have conversations with my clients where they're like, oh, Ivana, you don't think that's too much? Or, oh gosh, is that appropriate? Is it not? And they get so in their head,
right?
That I really have to coach them through. And I'll say, well, look, what if I did this for you? What would you think about me? And they'd be like, well, I would think you're awesome. And I'm like, exactly. And that's what that other person's going to think, because all we're doing is loving on people. We are sharing love with the world around us. We are not tied to some certain outcome, right? Relationship has limitless potential. And so I oftentimes will help people get out of their own head, craft copy, you know, like they'll wear their business hat and say, you know, can you write in the card? Maybe we should say, you know, do you know anyone that needs my services? And it's like, no, yeah, we're not
going to do that.
No, absolutely not. What we're going to do is we're going to tell them how much you love them and how much you appreciate them and how excited you are to do business with them. And we're going to ask if they need any help. How can we support them?
Mm. And do you think that the world's lacking some of this love these days? There's definitely room for more, right?
Oh, I mean, thank God it's lacking. It gives me, I mean, like, it's great for me. I mean, it truly, there is such a low bar in business. It blows my mind how much impact I'm able to have simply because people just don't do much. And if they do anything, it is junky, it's salesy, it's promotional, it's got that ick factor to it. You know, you said, does it at any point get weird? It does. You know when it does get weird? It's that example of every time someone gives you a referral, you give them a gift. Well, I've had businesses come to me and they say, hey, Ivana, I need your help with a referral gifting strategy because I know what to send for the first gift and I've got the second gift covered, but like the third and fourth and fifth referral, it feels weird and I don't know what to do. And I'm like, yeah, it feels weird because it is weird. Because you're just having a transactional relationship, you know? So let's actually not do that altogether and create a more effective way to build relationships. So it does get weird and people feel it. Your clients feel it. Your referral partners feel it. You feel it.
I love this. I talk about it all the time. LinkedIn is the wild, wild west. Everyone's pitching everyone at every time, says ulterior motives, and it's all just automation. And I'm like so excited with all the cold pitches I get, because when I send a connection request and I hyper personalize it with all the crap, I get to be the pony. I get to be the pony when the world's full, when LinkedIn's full of shit, I get to be the pony. And I don't know why I brought up a pony randomly, but
I totally get it.
It's easy to stick out in the noise if you do things right when everyone's doing it the wrong way. And it's the insanity. They're expecting results, but really they're actually creating ick and ickiness in people's minds.
Oh, yeah. Not to mention, right? There's so much competition, right? So think of, I love working with the most competitive industries because everybody is doing the exact same thing.
Right.
I mean, they are following the same playbook. I swear it's like they got the job and someone just handed them the manual. Here's everything that you should do in this way, and everyone does it. And so what do you really want to do as a business owner in that situation? You want to stand out, you want to differentiate, right? So you just have to do something different.
Different is better, and it doesn't have to be perfect, right? Just needs to be genuine. You want to love on people, like you said.
Authentically, yes. Authentically. And like you would on a friend or a family member. Take the business hat off and remember that you're human, your clients are human, the people that you connect with are human. So what would make them excited?
Love it. I want to do like another three of these with you. I want to be mindful of time because we ran a little bit late. My fault. But I like to end with the rapid fire round. These are shorter answer questions. The first one, I want to give you space to go as deep as you want because we joked about it pre-interview. Oh, and yeah. I don't know the answer to this question, but we had joked about it and I'm curious of what it is. Okay. So you have a dinner party or maybe it's wine or cheese or whatever just feels comfortable and you get to invite three people, live or dead. Who would you like to have at that table with you to learn from and chat with?
So hear me out.
Yes.
Number one, every single dinner would need to be one-on-one because I have so many questions for each of these people. And I wouldn't want to like dilute that in any way. So hear me out on this first one. It's going to sound crazy, but Kim Kardashian. The reason being, I love human nature, human psychology, the human experience. And I would love to ask her no less than 1,000 questions of what it is like living her life, of what was that transition like from when you were normal to when you were like everybody's dream person? What's it like to go to the grocery store? What do you dream about doing? What's your vision? Right? I would love to just get inside of her head and really explore what it is like living her human experience.
I'm going to give Kim a call for us real quick. No, I'm just kidding with you. I'm sorry.
I think it's fascinating, right? Fascinating. Wouldn't that conversation just be absolutely fascinating?
Yes.
Okay. Second one. I've come close to this. Well, very close to this. I was in Croatia once and I was having dinner and the waitress introduced my boyfriend at the time and I to the table next to us. And there just so happened to be an FBI agent at the table. We were all from Boston, so we immediately sat down, had dinner together, and I just, oh my goodness, I had so many questions. I'm obsessed with, again, human psychology, true crime. Why do people think the way they do? Why do people do what they do? And so I was thinking about this morning, and I would like to sit down and have dinner with whoever is like the lead trainer at Quantico. What do they look for? What do they see in people? You know, I would love to just like live in their brain for a day and ask all the questions because I would have a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's number two.
Number two, number three, one-on-one.
Number three is, so I'm from Poland. And again, I think humans are so crazy and weird sometimes to a devastating effect. And my grandma and grandpa were in the Holocaust, and I've talked to my grandma a lot about her experience, but she was a lot younger. So while she does have many memories and stories that she's told me, you know, I think it's really important to, I mean, it's so humbling to think what happened and what people went through. And, you know, here we are on a podcast, right? And so I would, unfortunately, when I immigrated to the US, my grandfather died shortly thereafter, but I would absolutely bring him back. I want to know him more. I want to talk to him. I want to listen about his life. He has just crazy stories of the war and the Holocaust, and he was in the army. And so I'd really love the opportunity to learn from him based on his past experience.
I love your three.
Thank you.
And I love that you flip the question to be like, no single, I want one-on-ones because I have so many questions for these amazing people. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and kind of listen in on these conversations too.
Right.
We're going to go actually rapid fire. You can take your time with it, but these are short, sweet. Some of them are either or. If you don't like the question, you can just cross it out. Points don't matter. So coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Are you, so the way you said dogs, tell me more. What is a specific kind of dogs? Do you have some furry animals? Do you tell me?
I've never owned a dog until last December, the week of Christmas. His name is Dasher, like the reindeer. And I never understood the love that people had for their pets until now. And I'm like obsessed with him. He's amazing.
Dasher. I love that name.
I know.
Are you a morning person?
Morning is where I have energy. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's do a little longer form if you want to, but give us like a book or a podcast that we could learn from. Like, who are you learning from? Who are you inspired by other than the big three you already told us?
Okay. My favorite podcast that I just get like, just like mind blowing ideas and like aha moments is How I Built This with Guy Raz. Right. Right. Yeah. So that one's a favorite. No matter what the company is, it's just incredible. Like the aha moments and problem solving I'll do just by listening to an episode. And then a book that I really, really love and I think is fascinating is Predictably Irrational. Have you read that one?
No, it sounds familiar.
I think you would love it. Love it.
Type it in here.
In fact, this morning, as I was looking at my bookshelf, I need to read it again.
I'm making sure that, Dan Ariely.
Yes. Oh, you are going to absolutely love it.
We'll do one more question because I want to service you, and I presume a lot of the audience members do too. I'm curious as to like one of your biggest goals or aspirations or just things that you're working on right now and how me or anyone listening can help you reach that goal.
Yeah. So I'm on my way to building a $10 million business. I have wanted to be a business owner literally since the second grade. It gives me so much joy. I literally jump out of bed every day. I love what I do. And right now I'm looking to connect with more clients. It's so much fun. I find that there's a type of client and a type of personality that, that's pretty common in the people I work with. So badass, powerhouse, service-based business owners. Attorneys, real estate professionals, consultants, coaches, people like that. And what's fun is usually their personality. It's someone that I would definitely want to hang out with. They're funny. And they swear a lot.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Which is awesome. I've just found that to be such a fun common thread.
That's awesome. And a lot of listeners will fit that. I know I swear a lot. I definitely fit that demographic.
That's why this works.
I try not to swear too much on the podcast, but who gives a shit? So
yeah.
You stayed late with me. I apologize for the internet explosion, but your word of affirmation was that that's actually going to make me more popular. So I'm only human, right, guys. This podcast is coming out of my guest room here. So one day I'm going to have a huge $1 million studio. You and I are going to just raise the ranks together. I want to support you. And for anyone at home, how do they support you, whether it's social media, website, email, phone number? You tell me, what is the best way to keep in touch?
Keep in touch with me. 12 Hearts spelled out, 12hearts.com. There's no less than 8 ways to connect with me. My face and video format is all over the website. I love connecting. You can connect with me with a voice memo there, with a video, with a written email. And I also, I call it show me your magic trick, Ivana. So a lot of what we did today, especially with that coffee loving client that you had mentioned, I love this stuff. I love relationships. I love giving people ideas. I love being creative. And so on my website, you can submit, here's what I want to accomplish. Here's kind of what I'm thinking of doing. And I will just share my magic with you and give you all the feedback and ideas that come to mind. I'm really easy to get a hold of.
So get a hold of you. You'll share some love with everybody who does. I like the idea you said no less than 8 ways. It would be really cool if you set up 12 ways to get
12 ways. Yes.
So everything from a voice message to an Instagram DM to the phone number to the email. This is just a random suggestion, but I think it would be really cool if you had 12 ways to reach out. So,
oh my God, I'm writing that.
12 hearts, 12 ways, 5 love languages, but more than 5 ways to really connect. There's probably 1,000,005 ways to connect, right? It really depends on who you're speaking with.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. I'm going to pause us so we don't go on for another 45 minutes, even though I would love to. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks again for listening to Learn, Speak, Teach, powered by Balbert Marketing, LLC. You need to go subscribe if you haven't yet. This show is completely free. If you gain value from the episode, personally share with a friend and explain your favorite part. Leave us a review on Apple, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to the show. All right. Thanks once more for listening to LST. I am so grateful. Talk to you soon.